Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny morning across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem has a few scattered clouds. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is blowing. Perfect weather to be outside and enjoy the day. Here are today's headlines. First, an IDF soldier was killed and three reservists injured in a southern Lebanon operation. This update comes from I-24 News earlier today. Also, Hezbollah is changing its operational methods against the IDF. This development comes from Mariv, reported this past hour. Also this hour, Yad Vashem's Yom HaShoah ceremony connects Holocaust lessons to Israel's conflict with Iran. JNS reported this earlier today. Separately, officials are managing expectations as Israel and Lebanon prepare for a historic meeting. Times of Israel covered this 5 hours ago. And finally, Israel and Lebanon are set for peace talks as Hezbollah threatens to kidnap soldiers. Ynet reported this story 9 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs mourned the loss of Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco. Posting just minutes ago, they expressed condolences to his family. Israel marked Holocaust Remembrance Day with a nationwide siren. Ynet News reported this, noting the siren brought the nation to a standstill. A neo-Nazi from Tennessee pleaded guilty to firebombing a nonprofit and trying to help Hezbollah. Eve Fishberger detailed the case in a recent post. Let's go deeper. Starting with the tragic incident in southern Lebanon, an IDF operation resulted in the death of Major Ayal Uriel Bianco and injuries to three others. As reported by I-24 News, this highlights the ongoing tensions and risks faced by Israeli forces in the region. The impact on military morale is significant as operations continue. Turning to Hezbollah's evolving tactics, Maariv reports the group is altering its strategies against the IDF, possibly indicating a shift in their long-term approach. This change may complicate Israeli defense strategies and alter the dynamics on the ground. Meanwhile, at Yad Vashem, Holocaust Remembrance Day ceremonies linked historical lessons to current conflicts. JNS quoted Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasizing the promise to prevent another Holocaust. This underscores the ongoing narrative of existential threats perceived by Israel. Officials from Israel and Lebanon are preparing for crucial talks in Washington. The Times of Israel highlights the historic nature of this engagement, though a ceasefire remains unlikely for now. The meeting could mark a significant diplomatic milestone despite ongoing conflicts. Finally, as tensions with Hezbollah rise, Ynet reports on peace talks set to take place. The threat of kidnapping Israeli soldiers looms large, adding urgency to the negotiations. Successful talks could ease regional tensions, though challenges remain significant. Turning to business and markets. First, a rotation in accounting roles is underway at 70 Israeli government companies. Mariv Business reports on significant changes at the electric company and Israel Railways. Separately, Eyal Ostrinsky steps in as the new chairman of KKA-JNF. CTEC notes his appointment ends years of political turmoil within the influential organization. And finally, the popularity of a new game brand has led to empty shelves in Israel. Israel Hayom Business reports on the unusual demand sparked by a viral advertisement. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 10 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.